Welcome back to the podcast. This is Eye on Digital Marketing, episode number 33, brought to you by More Visibility. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, at More Visibility. If you're on our website and have not signed up for our newsletter yet, you need to. You can find that under resources and lots of other great content by our industry experts that are put out daily. Hope everyone is still healthy and safe. If you listened to the last podcast, we dove pretty deep into some major industry and business shifts that your company might be feeling or experiencing right now and how to handle those shifts. What's to come right now? What should I do? How should I prepare my digital strategy? Where should I put my ad spend, my marketing dollars, my time and my energy? I really encourage you to go back and listen to that podcast, episode number 32, if you haven't already. Today, I want to take it a step further and maybe shed some light, some encouragement, some positivity on the current situation that we're all facing right now and really start thinking ahead, start thinking towards the future. And what are we going to do with our content? I say we, what are we going to do with our content? As if I'm the company or brand that I'm speaking to in a post-COVID-19 world. A post-COVID-19 world is coming. We all can agree, we hope that it's sooner than later, but there are some major changes that are going to take place and likely be permanent in a post-COVID-19 world. If you tuned in to the last podcast, I introduced everyone to a great website that Google hosts. It's called Google Trends. I really, really encourage you to check out Google Trends if you have not yet. That's trends.google.com. It is such a great tool. There is so much information at your fingertips. In fact, it's almost information overload, if you want me to be honest with you. So I took a look at it again because I want to talk about some COVID-19 trends that we're seeing recently being searched here in the U.S. But before we get there, I thought, you know what, let's have a little fun because there's so much information that you can get out of the Google Trends website. So I decided to do a little comparison on two key phrases, right? Those two key phrases happen to be Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian. So let's have some fun. I'm going to show you the power of Google Trends by a few examples using Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian, okay? So what we did was we looked at the past 7 days across the United States of America, and we were able to narrow down how many states, areas, and cities were searching for Taylor Swift versus Kim Kardashian, okay? So here we go. Let's see how good you are. See if you can get these right. To start, I examined all 50 states, and 40 of those 50 states searched Kim Kardashian more than Taylor Swift. 40 out of 50 states searched Kim Kardashian more than Taylor Swift. So that's 80%. I'm a fan of neither, to be completely honest, which is why I did this comparison, because I have no skin in the game. I do not listen to Taylor Swift, and I don't know too much about Kim Kardashian besides her show. So 40 out of 50 states really seem more interested in Kim Kardashian right now than they do Taylor Swift. Is that because Taylor Swift has no new music out right now, and maybe Kim has something out? You guys can tell me that. I don't know. But let's take it a step further, and let's see, out of those 50 states, which state searched Taylor Swift the most? The most. What would you say? Which state searched Taylor Swift the most? The answer in the last 7 days is Utah. Utah. Who knew? Big Taylor Swift fans in Utah, okay? The state that searched Kim Kardashian the most in the past week, Nevada. I would have to venture to say Las Vegas may have something to do with that. I don't know if Kim Kardashian's in Vegas, if they're shooting something in Vegas. I don't know, okay? But what I'm doing here is I'm showing you an example using Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian of really the information you can look up yourself on this Google Trends website. In my position as a client strategist, I get questions on a daily basis from clients that are certainly valid, and we certainly love giving you the answers and resources. But I want to empower you to start looking at things yourself, not necessarily to get answers, but understand we're looking at trends right now, and with trends come ideas, come other thoughts, okay? So let's take it a step further. What city searched Taylor Swift the most? Well, correlation would say the state that searched Taylor Swift the most was Utah, so the city's probably in Utah. And you're right. Provo, Utah. I've never been there. But in the past 7 days, out of anywhere else in the United States, Provo, Utah has searched the key phrase Taylor Swift more than any other city. So bravo, Provo. Kim Kardashian. Now, I told you, the state that searched Kim Kardashian the most is Nevada. So you probably would lean towards Las Vegas, especially after hearing that Taylor Swift, the most searched city for that key phrase, also resides in the most searched state. So you're following the trends. Actually, you would be wrong. The city that searched Kim Kardashian the most was Glenview, Illinois. Now, Illinois as a state did not search Kim Kardashian the most. We know that's Nevada. But why am I giving you this example? Because it shows you the power of data, and when you dig down deeper, you might get a little different picture. Google Trends. It's that simple. Let's get away from Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian. It's a fun example, okay? And I want to take a look at some more COVID-related searches that have come across more recently and give you some examples of how you should start thinking about this post-COVID-19 world and how you can use these trends from this website or any other website that you're using for research, okay? So some things that are COVID-related, in my opinion, but don't necessarily have the key phrase COVID-19 or coronavirus in the search: debt. Debt is huge right now. I don't think that's a surprise for anyone. The longer that this pandemic goes on, the longer that the economy is hurting, people are searching very heavily for credit card relief, student loan debt relief, mortgage loans, car loans, right? Start big and go small. If you're those companies, you should be very, very heightened to this right now. Payday loans is another one that has spiked in search recently. Mother's Day is one because it's a recent holiday. Obviously, that's upcoming, that people have spiked in searches. I almost didn't bring up Mother's Day. I almost didn't bring up Mother's Day because people are just going to tell me, yeah, thanks, Chuck. People are searching Mother's Day around Mother's Day. Wow, great insight. The real insight here is that there are some things during this quarantine that are not going to change, okay? I hate to tell you, but most people start searching Mother's Day, Father's Day, even Christmas a couple weeks before because we're so busy. Sometimes we even forget Mother's Day is coming up or Father's Day is coming up. No offense to the fathers and mothers out there, but that's the reality of it. So that search would have spiked anyways. The kicker is people still want to buy something for mom in quarantine. That's the kicker. Right? If Mother's Day searches were not spiking, we would have a problem. So now you need to look at your e-com. You need to really, really look at your e-com because clothes, flowers, gift cards, that should be flying off the shelf right now. And that's a wrong analogy because it's e-com. So it's, you know, flying off the site. So e-com is booming right now, and really anyone but restaurants should be doing some type of Mother's Day promotion. They really should be pushing this. A lot of people, and myself included, when I think of Mother's Day and what I do for my mother, I usually take her out for a nice meal. A lot of people that I know follow the philosophy of gifts can be a little superficial depending on the holiday. So I'm going to take mom out for a nice bite to eat and good conversation, and that's all I need. That used to make restaurants very happy. Restaurants love Mother's Day, Father's Day, etc. Okay? And let me tell you, the restaurant mom picks ain't cheap. Okay? We're not going to Wendy's. Okay? We're not going to Wendy's. We're getting a nice steak, most likely. So you're going to spend a hefty amount on dinner regardless. That's out of the equation now. So people still have money to spend. Where are they going to spend it? E-commerce. Last search, too, that I found very interesting, because it kind of leads to where we're going and talking about content, is the search, where is there no coronavirus? People are searching more, where is there no coronavirus? I don't know if anyone has the answer for that, but clearly the underlying issue there is people want to be safe. People want to be safe. That is a perfect segue for what we're going to talk about on how you should position your content and your content strategy in a post-COVID-19 world. So let's take a refresher and remember, what are we talking about when we talk about content? We're not just talking about blogs. I cannot tell you how many people come up and start talking to me and say, can you give me tips about my content? Can you read my content? Can you look at my content? And I said, sure. Show me your strategy. All right, well, here's my blogs. Okay. So you want me to look at your blogs? Okay. Your content is your blogs, your ads, your on-site copy, your video, your social media. It could be the script you give to the receptionist when they first answer the phone when someone calls. I don't care. It has to flow. Right? It has to flow. It has to be cohesive. So that's where your strategy is going to start. And remember, campaigns, SEM can be a lot faster to turn on. Content production and content strategy is usually the turtle in the race. Super essential. Super essential. But it takes a little bit longer, and that content strategy is going to flow into your advertisements, what you write for your ad copy. Right? So start planning this now. Start getting that strategy down now. What are we going to portray and why? Two things. New norms and safety. Those are the two things I recommend focusing on first for content strategy in a post-COVID-19 world. When you really think about it, they're two very easy things because you likely already know the answers based on your brand and your company to start developing content and promoting if you haven't already. New norms and safety, they go hand in hand, right? So everyone here is going to have new norms, and depending on your business or industry, they could change. Again, I cannot give you 1,000 examples for every company and every industry. I really wish I could. I don't have time. But we can break it down into a few categories that I would venture to say likely a lot of people are going to fit into. So we just talked about e-commerce. Let's start there. E-commerce. One of the biggest factors about e-commerce can be shipping and warehouse production. Okay, so a new norm, and this is an example, a new norm could be there's no more overnight shipping. That stinks. That stinks. If I went on a website and saw that, I may say, man, I'm really used to this option. It's not there anymore. Okay? Remember, when we talk about new norms, we're talking about change. People don't like change. Unless the change is, hey, you won the lottery, people usually don't like change. So position the change and back the change with safety. If you're going to make a fundamental change, if we have a new norm, that's okay. People will adapt. People can handle it. But we can also back and secure our change and our answer with safety. So the reason we don't have any more one-day overnight shipping option is because we're practicing social distancing and safe practices in our warehouse, meaning we can't have a warehouse full of people running around all day right on top of each other, pumping out as many orders as possible. We want to keep, number one, the people who work hard for us safe. And we also want to keep, equally number one, our customers safe. In order to do that, we've taken out overnight shipping. We've taken out one-day shipping to ensure that everyone's safe. When you position it like that, one-day overnight shipping, I'll live with it. I'll place my order a few days earlier. But the main thing is everyone's safe, right? Brick and mortar. I'll give you an example of what I was thinking because it's been so revolutionary. Apple, who makes this computer, my cell phone, a lot of the things I own. I remember when I first went into an Apple store, I think it was down in Aventura. This is a long time ago, and it was chaos. You know, I was used to walking into a store for service, and I waited in a line, right? And when it was my turn, I told them what I needed. I walked into an Apple store, and it was revolutionary. It was stations everywhere. People were coming up to me asking me what I needed. I bought a product right there. They scanned my card, and I walked out. I barely even took 10 feet into the store, right? So that revolutionary change has just been pushed to a brink of potential other revolutionary change where we may not see that again or may not see that for a while. So if your layout has changed, these are things that you need to start preparing on how to let your customers know about when you reopen your doors. If your store is going to look vastly different, if the flow of traffic is vastly different, if the checkout process is vastly different, start preparing your customers and your fan base, your loyal people who follow your brand now. You can do that in so many ways with content. You can do a blog post, an email blast, video. I love video. We're on video right now. People listening to my podcast is one experience. They're listening to my podcast right now, and they're also watching on video. That's a whole nother experience. Video is great for tutorials. If I have a new setup, right? If I have a new setup in my restaurant, I want to do a video tour and show people. That's going to be a lot easier than explaining that on what that looks like. So think about that, right? Think about how that translates into your company or your business, okay? With the brick and mortars too, the online appointments has become very popular. So that has, you have to think about that as well, because that's going to change a lot of industries. Healthcare aside, I work with tons of healthcare clients, and it's no secret right now that the whole teledoc, telehealth is booming, but we could see online appointments for almost virtually any business, right? So be prepared for that. Have an outlet for your customers. Have a system, have a flow, have it tested. You can do all of those things right now. Education is another industry where I see changing a lot in their curriculum, obviously, to go all online. Again, tons of content you can prepare right now to have students prepared, have parents prepared. What do you do in a case of a one-on-one meeting that you used to be able to set up with the parent? They just come into the classroom. How does that look now? These are all things that are going to have to be answered very soon, right? So again, let's recap. Think about this. Nobody likes change, but change can be good after a certain period of time and after people have adapted. So back that change with safety, because you're not deceiving people, you're really being honest. We want to be safe, and because we want to be safe, things are going to be different, right? The next thing you want to do is really pick a tone too on how you deliver this content. And I gave this some thought before. Two brands that popped right into my head were Nike. I'm a huge Nike fan. And Disney. Recently, I went to Disney. I went to Epcot before this whole pandemic started, and I had a great time. And I was thinking to myself, you know, the changes that Nike deploys and the changes that Disney deploys, two very different companies making their money in different ways. And when I talk about Disney, let's just talk about the theme parks. Their announcement on new norms and safety in a post-COVID-19 world are going to be very different. Nike, for the most part, can fall back heavily on e-commerce. A Disney theme park, we need people in the park. Think about that. Think about social distancing in a theme park. Can I even sit on a roller coaster next to somebody? Can I go in the teacup? I don't go in the teacups. If you do go in the teacups, who are you going in the teacup with? So those announcements are going to look very, very different, right? Coming from Nike and coming from Disney. What's your tone of voice? What's your tone of voice? Because the tone of voice for Nike and the tone of voice for Disney is very different. So you have to strategize and think to yourself, am I going to keep that tone of voice? Am I going to keep that serious tone with Nike? Am I going to keep that more playful, childish tone for Disney? Most people would say, yes, you're speaking to your audience. Of course you should keep your tone. And that's where I say again, let's not jump to conclusions, because we're talking about a post-global pandemic world. Maybe the tone for Disney, for their new norms, because they're going to have to crack down on theme parks likely a lot harder than Nike would have to crack down on their e-com business. Maybe Disney shouldn't be so playful with their announcements. Maybe it's time to change. Maybe being serious about a few announcements and a few rules is the way to go. Maybe your audience is so used to you talking in a certain tone that they'll respond better when they hear you switch, right? Most everyone has a pet, a dog. We'll use a dog as an example. Your dog knows when you're happy. As soon as you yell, that dog doesn't even know what you're really saying. They know you're mad, and they're going to be a lot more attentive in that moment, right? Because they don't want to get in trouble. Think about that. That could be the tone of voice. So it's strategy. These are things you have to think about. I'm not here to necessarily give you all the answers. I'm here to give you the strategic points that you really need to think about before you just start producing and creating content, okay? Chuck, I hear you. I have a lot to think about in terms of my content strategy. I'm going to use the Google Trends. I'm going to think about new norms and safety. But where do I start? I'm going to give you a very, very key tip that I think is very important. And I'm a marketer. I do this every day. I talk to other marketing teams at a lot of companies every single day. And I want all of us to really just be honest with ourselves, right? Sometimes the marketing team doesn't always get along or communicate that well with the sales team or the IT team or the development team or the production team or whatever team you have internally. That's okay. I don't care. But I'm going to have to ask you right now, really, throw that out. Throw it out. I don't care if you've never talked to a team before. I don't care if you talk to another team every single day. But if you want to make your life easier and you want to help your company the most, I really encourage you to look and use the starting point to break down every process and procedure your company has today to really outline what will be changed and how big that change will be, even if you don't have the finite details right now. Again, if I'm Disney, I know that my theme park protocol is going to have a lot more changes than my e-com biz, right? I already know that. So I need to start examining and putting resources there, because what's going to happen and what I'm trying to help you avoid as the marketing team are the last minute requests in a post-COVID-19 world. The last minute requests when Jake from the production team runs into my office and says, Chuck, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I didn't tell you about this procedure, but we're going to have to change something on the site and on the e-blast that's about to go out ASAP before the big boss sees it, and I don't want her to get mad. I need your help. Let's avoid that. Talk to the other teams within your company. Break down that process and procedure. That's exactly where I would start before anything else. So you can really, really, really prioritize, which is going to be very important, because like we talked about in the beginning, the reason we're talking about this now is content production can take a while to produce. So you can really, really prioritize now in the moment. What do you have to do? I know that I kept it a little high level today because I'm talking to so many verticals, but I'm happy to give more information. My team at More Visibility, working in a remote capacity right now, is happy to give more information. If you'd like more information on what a post-COVID-19 world looks like for your digital strategy, your content strategy, your paid advertising strategy, please reach out to us. You can reach us via email, info@morevisibility.com. Follow us on social media, like I said. Send us a message there. Get in touch. We'll get back to you. We'll see what we can do. We want to help. This is what we do every single day, and we're talking to people in these industries every single day. I hope all of you stay safe, stay healthy, and until episode 34, thanks so much.